What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there? This is your boy G, and this is Relationshipology. Coming back at you once again with another fly episode of my thoughts. what's up, everybody out there? Peace and love, peace and love. If you're listening to my voice right now, I just want to send you all my love and just wish, send you my wishes, that you and your family are out there doing well. My new topic, my topic for today that I'm going to discuss or for this episode is value. One of the things that's probably the most closest to my heart. when it comes to value, I've always been taught and I've always learned coming up that you must give value. I mean, that's in a relationship. That's in any relationship, really. In any interaction. I don't care if it's friends, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever. It's imperative. It's very, very, very important that you bring value to the relationship. Now, what does that mean? Value, we have our basic value, right? So you have your basic value and then you have individual value, right? So basic values is just the basic standard every day. You or whatever. Maybe you help take out the trash or whatever, or maybe you help wash the dishes, or maybe you help that person, maybe you help the person smile or something. You have to bring some type of value. Doesn't always have to be monetary, but you have to bring some type of value to your relationship. Period, point blank. Nobody wants to be with somebody or deal with somebody who's bringing absolutely no value to the interaction, right? If you're dealing with somebody and they're bringing you no value whatsoever, right? They're doing nothing for you. They don't make you happy when they're with you. They don't give you nothing. They don't do nothing for you. They don't even give you no new ideas or nothing. Like, they just bring no value whatsoever. Nobody wants to deal with anybody like that. So don't be that person in a relationship bringing no value. Me personally, that never happens to me. I'm never, never, ever not bringing value. I'm bringing some type of value. Whether I make you smile, whether I give you some business ideas, whether I help you, be a shoulder for you to cry on, whatever the case may be. Some type of value do I always bring. You cannot bring no value to a relationship and then expect to get fair treatment or even to be treated how you want to be treated. Why would somebody treat you how you feel like you want to be treated and you're bringing no value to the relationship? And in my experience, it tends to be the people that bring the least value who have the highest demands, or who want you to conform or change in some way, shape, form, or fashion, which is highly interesting, to say the least. I don't understand people that feel like, they don't have to bring, like, no value is necessary. I don't understand that. I don't. But it's imperative. Imperative that you bring value to a relationship, right? That's from beginning to end. When you first dealing with a person, ladies, if the guy ain't bringing you no value from Jump Street, he probably never will. I'm just gonna keep it 1,000 with you. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. If you meet a dude and he bringing no value from day one, he probably never will. Now, that's not in every single case and every situation, of course. There's different strokes for different folks, and you have exceptions to the rules, right? Of course. But yet and still, the vast majority of the time, that's a good rule of thumb. Trust me. If somebody comes into the relationship bringing absolutely no value, they most likely never will bring any value. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. Now, with that said, if you meet somebody and they're trying to do some things or whatever, and they're you know, on their way somewhere or whatever, or they're, you know, trying to do some things with their life, do some things with themselves and whatnot, you know, and yet and still, they still have to be able to bring some value to you while they're on their journey up. You know what I mean? Like I said, it doesn't always have to be monetary. You know, like, I mean, me personally, I've met people or different young ladies and helped them, you know, do a variety of things or whatever. You know, on the first day, first week or whatever that I met them, just to bring value, if nothing else or whatever. You know, it might be nice or kind or whatever, but just to bring value. You know what I mean? You might take somebody grocery shopping or... You know, you might help somebody clean up their house or whatever. Or whatever the case may be, you know, whatever you're comfortable with or whatever. But you have to bring value to a relationship. Not just basic, everyday things or whatever. Like, if the only things that you do is basic stuff that any and everybody can do, like, I mean, you got to realize you're not making yourself an asset. You have to make yourself an asset in somebody's life. Basically, look at it like this. If I left today, or something happened to me today, would this person's life be affected in any way, shape, or form if I was no longer in it? If the answer is no, then most likely you're bringing that person zero value. If you could leave out of a person's life or die or whatever the case may be, and no effect has been had on any other people, well, then that means you spent a life wasted bringing zero value to people, because people like people who bring value to them. I mean, even just making somebody laugh every time they see you or whatever, you know, not necessarily laughing at you, but, you know, making somebody laugh every time they see you, that brings value to a person's life, whether you know it or not. Think about it. When somebody make you happy, when you rather be around them? When somebody make you smile, when you rather be around them? When somebody always cracking the life of the party, cracking jokes, whatever the case? Don't you like to be around those types of people a lot of the time? You know, not necessarily life of the party, but, you know, people who make you smile, people who make you happy. I mean, that's been my experience. You know, people prefer to be around people who make them happy, who make them smile, who make them laugh. You have to bring value to people's lives. You cannot come into somebody's life not planning on bringing. And that's the thing. A person could have everything in the world or whatever. It don't mean nothing. And you don't have much or whatever. Like I continue to say, it does not have to be monetary for you to bring value. If you know how to work on computers or something, somebody needs you to work on their computer or something, you know, help them out with that. You know, this for dudes and females. You have to bring value to people. You know what I mean? Help people with things. Bring value. Anything that a person can be assisted with, that you could possibly assist them with, and you really want to be in a relationship with them, or even just want to be their friend, like really want to mess with them, then you should want to bring that person value. Karma. Karma is a real thing, whether you know it or not, folks. So just by you doing things for people, bringing value to people, value will always come back to you. You will always find yourself around somebody that's bringing some type of value to you the majority of the time. I find that to be true. But on some real though, I've been through some relationships where people have not brought me no value, and it's like, I don't know what the fuck you thinking on the real. Like, you tripping. Like, I don't know. People cannot think that it's okay for you to break your back, bend your neck, and everything else, and they not doing anything out of their way for you. When it comes to a real relationship, like I said before in another episode, is work. You gotta always work on things, work on it. Work from beginning, work to the end. Period. If you don't want to work in a relationship, that's cool, but don't be in no relationship because you're not going to succeed. It's a waste of time. You're wasting your time. You're wasting their time. Real talk. I'm just going to keep it real. It's a waste of time if people ain't ready to put in the hard work. Because it is hard work. And don't get me wrong, it's not non-enjoyable. You should enjoy your relationship. But you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, just like life. You have to bring value. I think that's one of the biggest problems with young people relationships is people always go into relationships seeing what they can get from the next person instead of seeing what they can give to the next person. If you bring value, if you give things to people, more things will be given to you. You will acquire more things, believe it or not. Put it to the test and I guarantee you'll see. Don't just believe me. Put it to the test. Value has to be brought to a relationship, a friendship, anything. From day one, you should be trying to show that person that you'll do anything and everything for them. You know what I'm saying? If not, then what you even wasting your time? Now, I understand there's a period where you want to get to know people and whatnot and see if this person, you know, you want to devote your time and effort into this person. Yeah, absolutely. But you understand, that's why I said before in that other episode that, you know, you want to disclose all the realness, you know what I'm saying, and talk about all the real top-notch topics, you know, in a relationship in the first week. You know, if you're looking for a real relationship and you don't want to talk about politics, you don't want to talk about religion, you don't want to talk about kids or whatever the case may be, like, you cannot expect to be in a real successful long-term relationship without discussing these things ever. I just believe that you should do it initially or as soon as possible to get it out the way. And I mean, that's real dialogue as well. When you dating or whatever, you trying to, you know, a lot of people, men and women, don't like small talk. People, if they don't have time to waste, they're not trying to waste no time to play with you. Like, they want to get into the real nitty gritty. They ain't trying to sit here and talk about the weather and talk about sports or whatever. Or talk about, they want to know about you, what you like, what you don't like, what your beliefs are. You know, they trying to get to know you as a human being, as a person, intellectually. Not just your shallow likes and dislikes, you know. I like this sport team. I don't like this sport team. All this weather was crazy. All this food, this restaurant. Yeah, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. That's like the little side throw-in chime talk. You know what I mean? In between the lighting up conversation. But if you are really dating, you really trying to talk to somebody, you really trying to be with somebody, you really trying to mess with somebody on a real level, well, then y'all need to go deep. Y'all need to dive deep instantly. Damn near first day, y'all should already be told by at least bring up one serious topic first day. Why not? Get real. You know what I'm saying? What's your beliefs on politics or whatever the case may be? Like, some people say don't never talk about money and politics. Like, that's nonsense. That's the problem. Most relationships break up over money. I'm sorry, I won't say most. I don't have a statistic. I say a lot of relationships in America, a lot of marriages end due to money issues. You have to discuss money initially, way before you get to any thoughts of marriage or love or any of that. You have to be real. You have to discuss these things. Ain't nobody playing. This is life. This is real life. YOLO. You only live once. Even if you believe in reincarnation, you only live once in this form, in this fashion, at this time, like this. So that means you have to make the most of it. That means you need to make the most of every interaction, right? Male or female, you need to make the most of every interaction. That means you need to bring value to people. That means you need to do things for people. And in turn, people will do things for you. You think if you meet somebody and you're doing all of these things for them, it's going to show you their true colors instantly. Because if they're not going to reciprocate in some way, shape, form, or fashion, of course, if you clean their room, you don't expect them to clean your room. You wash their car, you don't expect them to wash your car. Not tit for tat, no. But if they're not reciprocating in some type of way, then you already know that ain't where you want to be. And you can do it moving. There's no reason not to do things for people. No reason. Oh, I did something for this one dude and he played me. Okay, that's why you don't mess with him no more. That's why you moved on, right? I did this for this chick, man. You know what I'm saying? She cheated on me, man. She did this. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get that. But that's why you don't talk to her no more. Is an individual not an individual? I'm just saying, like, is everybody one? Because if that's the case, you might as well find one person to talk to. If it don't work out, then go ahead, throw in the towel. I don't understand what it is about this talking to 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many people, and have several unsuccessful relationships, and then feel that every single person that carries the same genitalia is going to behave in the same manner. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous and absurd, and I've never been a person to think like that. And another thing along them lines, people that, when you badmouth people that you used to talk to, you just badmouthing yourself. You badmouthing your judgment. People looking at you like, well, wasn't you with that person for 2, 3 years? Like, come on now. Be smart about it. Seriously. Don't sit up here and throw yourself under the bus looking like a buffoon. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, I just don't understand why people feel like they don't have to bring no value to a relationship, and then everything gonna go smooth, or a person's gonna want to talk to you. No, you go ahead, jump in, give your all in every relationship, no matter what you've been through, no matter what was your last relationship experience, none of that. No matter, that was then. That's why you moved on, in order to find a new situation. But if you come to a new situation bringing that old baggage, carrying that old luggage full of disinformation or things that have nothing to do with the previous or the current relationship or the current person that you're dealing with, if you bring that to a new relationship, then you're going to bring those same energies. You're going to bring those same types of things that were happening, but except for on this part, it's not coming from the other person. It's coming from you this time, because you brought that bad negativity from the last situation to the new situation. You did that. So when you do that, it makes people not want to mess with you. Why would somebody want to mess with somebody who treating them like they did with the, you know, what the ex did or whatever? Like, I'm not him. I'm not her. Why are you treating me like this? You have to realize sometimes we treat people a certain way because of past experiences, not even realizing it. Thinking that we giving somebody a fair shot when we not. That's why in our reality, you're supposed to give yourself a little healing time. Like, if you've been hurt after a relationship, that's for men and women. Because a lot of women think that men don't get hurt. Men get hurt. We just go about it, and we go about healing in a different way. We don't go to our friends and, do the talking. A lot of men don't tend to have friends in America anyway. Don't tend to have friends that we can just talk to, you know, and cry on their shoulder, if you will. I'm throwing up air quotations, you know, like, you know, this society look at crying like you weak or something, you know, as if men don't have emotions and feeling as well, you know. But, you know, aside from death, you know, if somebody died and people, you know, they'll allow a man to cry so much, you know. But if don't cry too long, you know, then you being soft, you know what I mean. But I just say that to say, you know, like, excuse me. You have to not be worried about being hurt again or exposing yourself, just truly exposing yourself to somebody. Like, if you say you want to get into a relationship, if you truly want to be in a relationship, right? If you truly want to find somebody to be with for the rest of your life, marry, whatever the case may be, somebody to rock with you, you know what I'm saying, who ain't going to play no games, whatever the case may be, if you really want that, well, then you can't be afraid to go into that new situation and bear your all, bear yourself to that person. Because if you ain't letting them know the real, if you ain't letting them know what's real, if you ain't putting it all on the table, and they are, well, then they getting the short end of the stick. And why would they continue? Sometimes, yeah. That's just the individual. Different strokes for different folks. They will deal with it. But everybody's not going to deal with that. Because people know when they're putting all their cards on the table when you're not. The vast majority of people know. Trust me. They know when you're not putting all your cards. They may not know what it is, but they know you're not putting all your cards on the table. and then you failed before you began. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Seriously. I talked about the selfish. Like, think of everything selfishly. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to think of it in a certain manner, right? I ain't gonna dog this person out because I don't want nobody to dog me out, right? I ain't gonna curse this person out because I don't want nobody to curse me out. I ain't gonna steal nothing from this person because I don't want nobody to steal nothing from me. I ain't gonna do this person scandalous because I don't want nobody to do me scandalous, right? Be selfish about it. That's fine. But you just have to think about it in a certain manner. Think about it in the long term, not the short term. If I do something to this person, it's bound to come back to me. Things happen to you, and you wonder, like, damn, how this happened? Or why this happened? I did this person fair. I was cool. Whatever the case may be. Like, damn, how this happened? Like, that happened because you did something to somebody else that was undesirable. So that's karma just bringing it around full circle to give you your little piece of the pie that you baked. That's the whole cold part about it. You baked it, sent it out into the world, right? And then it came back to you. A slice of that shit pie and came back to you. Now you mad, you got to eat a piece. You baked it and sent it out to the world. That's how karma is. Karma, negative karma is like you baking a shit pie. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language for people who got them baby sensitive ears, man. But seriously, though, like, on some real. I mean, shit, this, like, just to be completely frank, like, I'm really tired of people in the world that feel like they can get something and not give anything. I don't care what it is. Period. You have to give something. Period. You have to give something. Does not have to be tit for tat, but it does have to be of equal value. Somebody giving you physical things, money, whatever the case may be, then give them true loyalty. Give them true friendship. Have they back. Rock with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know what this world has come to. Like, people do all these things for people, and because people have been done wrong by somebody else, they feel that, oh, well, you know, it's just a matter of time for you to do something else. Or, you know, give a person a chance to make their own mistakes. Don't count somebody out because of the last person's mistakes. That's nonsense. You might end up losing the perfect opportunity. Because I know many women have missed out on a perfect opportunity messing with me. I'm just going to keep it 1,000. I'm going to keep it 1,000. Because they bring in negativity from past relationships and interactions with me that I have nothing to do with. And I've been guilty of the same in the past. I'm not sitting here claiming like I ain't never did it. Of course. Things be, you know, have been done to me. And I'll be upset. And I want to take it out on any and every woman. This is why I understand this thought process. Because I've been in this thought process. And I'm sure women have as well. Where they was done wrong by a dude or a couple dudes or a couple guys or whatever. And now they like, man, well, forget everybody, man. Fuck everybody. And they on some, man, you know, like, but that's not the way. Because at the end of the day, the only consistent in your life is you. Them people gone. They gone. Now you hurting somebody new that probably could have brought some love to you. They are gone. You ain't hurting them no more. And it's not hurting another guy by hurting another guy. Or even another way around. It's not hurting one girl to hurt another girl. Like, she don't care. That's not her. He don't care. That's not him. Like, for real. Stop doing it to yourself. Stop doing it to yourself. And when I do this, when I speak these words, I'm really talking to myself. Like, I'm talking to y'all, but I'm talking to myself for real. Like, this is me kind of like thinking out loud, if you will. You know, like, they say geniuses talk to themselves. Like, this is a form of fashion where I can talk to myself and hear myself kind of like this kind of. That's why I kind of do the ones by myself and whatnot. I'm going to do more with, you know, other people and whatnot. where we talk about different topics and chop it up. You know, that's why I want you guys to engage with me. You know what I mean? You can comment on whatever, you know, and you actually have the ability on the Anchor app, depending on, I don't know where you guys listen to me on podcasts, but if you jump on the Anchor app and listen to the podcast, you can comment, you can like, you can, I mean, it's a variety of things you can do. You can actually leave a voice recording and comment on something that I said in a recording or whatever, and I can, I have the option to put that into my next recording. So if somebody want to comment on something and just leave a little recording or whatever, leaving your opinion or your objection or you or agreeing or whatever the case may be, I can and you want to be in the next episode, I can go ahead and throw that recording into the next episode right along with me and respond to it. So, you know, feel free to jump in on that on the Anchor app, guys. But yeah, though, but value though, like, it's one of the most important things. That's why one of the first things I talked about was self, working on self. Because if you have nothing within you or nothing about you to give, right, you have no value within you to give, well, then in my personal opinion, you probably don't need to be in no type of relationship. You probably don't need to be trying to deal with the opposite sex at this point in time. Because you need to work on yourself. That's one thing a lot of us young people, especially young black people, we don't do that. You got to work on yourself. That's your mind, your body, your spirit, the whole nine. Learn things. Expand your mind. Work out. Expand your body. Strengthen your body. Right? Study spiritual principles based upon whatever it is that you believe. Right? If you don't believe in nothing, then find something to believe in. I'm telling you, faith is one of the most powerful things in this universe. Faith and believing in something, I'm telling you, you need to believe in something. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. You need to believe in something. You need to have some faith, preferably God, but I'm not here. This ain't that type of podcast, right? But value, people, value. I would love it if, you know, somebody would chime in on this. And give me your opinion on it and what you think about value. You know, do you agree? Do you disagree? I would appreciate it. This has been your boy G in Relationshipology. Go ahead, hit me up on the Anchor app. I appreciate you for listening to the end. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace, love, and blessings to you, your loved ones, and your family.